Let's talk. Joined on the line, live on the line, by the British Consul for Malaga, Charmaine Abouin, who's going to speak to us a little bit about what's happening ahead of March the 29th, the fateful day. Good morning to you, Charmaine.
Good morning, Charles. How are you?
I'm very well. Good to have you with us on this Monday morning. Well, it's, as the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. And I think we can agree that we are living in interesting times. What is the latest that you can let us know about the British government's position, or at least what the ambassador and the consuls are advising UK citizens do ahead of March 29th?
Yeah, okay. So shall I just start with a little bit of context that people might know already, which is this week should be, again, another key week. I've given up sort of speculating what might happen.
Right.
Tomorrow, Theresa May puts her her deal to Parliament, and they decide whether or not they accept it. If it falls, then on Wednesday there will be a second motion put to Parliament, which asks, do you want to leave the European Union without a deal? Yeah, kind of assumption is that that will be no, we don't. Yeah, and then if that's a no, then Thursday the government brings forward another discussion, which is, do we want to extend the withdrawal agreement? Yeah.
Okay.
So, without tempting fate, I suspect that by the end of this week it will be a little bit clearer which road we're going down. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of context, but just in terms of, and this sounds very odd, but that's useful for us to know. But in terms of what it means for us as Brits that are living in Spain, it's slightly different. So the advice that we're giving to people and anybody that's been to any of our outreach events or follows us on Facebook or uses the Living In Guide will know that the number one piece of advice is please try and make sure that you are registered for Residencia before the 29th of March. When I say registered for Residencia, I mean the green piece of paper. So it's either a green A4 piece of paper or it's a credit card sized bit of paper that accredits that you are resident in Spain. And the reason why we're telling people that they need to do that is because that is really going to be the key to you being able to maintain your rights the other side of Brexit, whether there is a deal or not a deal. Yeah. So that's the first thing that we're advising people. I know that lots of people are letting us know that they're having difficulty now getting appointments. My advice to them is sometimes you might not get an appointment if you go in, say, today, but if you go back into the system and you have to book online, yeah, if you go back into the system in 2 days' time, appointments may have been released.
Right.
So I just keep saying to people, don't be put off by the fact that you can't get an appointment today. Keep trying, yeah?
Yeah.
Just to kind of reassure people, so in the event of the withdrawal agreement being signed off, we know that there is a transition period that takes us to December 2020. And in that circumstance, anybody that arrives up to that date will be entitled to apply for residency as long as they meet the requirements, yeah? Will be allowed to apply for residency, and then they will be protected under the withdrawal agreement. So they will be protected for things like healthcare, pensions, right to live and work here, right to come and go from Spain as often as you want and for as long a period as you want. Yeah? So that's in the event of the withdrawal agreement.
Okay.
What's really helpful is that the Spanish on the 1st of March announced their contingency plans for what would happen in the event of us not signing off on a deal. Yeah, and what they're saying is hugely reassuring, because they're saying that anybody who is they will offer a grace period, which is also to December 2020, and as long as people can prove that they were that they were living here, yeah, even if they haven't gone and physically done the official residencia, if they are in a position to prove that they were here, they will also be treated as in the same way as we're treated now. Yeah, and they're giving us until December 2020 to get that paperwork in order. So I guess my message to people would be, if for whatever reason you have not already registered, but you have all of your documentation and you're getting a message that says you can't get your appointment till after the 29th of March, do not worry about it.
Right.
Go along.
Just quickly, the Crédit Real, is that reciprocal, by the way? I mean, is that something we should be worried about? Because are we waiting for the UK government to say the same will apply to Spanish who wish to live in the UK?
Yes, but we've already announced our system and our settled status system. So on almost everything, I think there might be a slight difference on healthcare, where the Spanish are actually offering something more than we've offered to date. But on everything else, we've already reciprocated. Yeah, and we're looking at that healthcare, and we will reciprocate.
Right. Okay, good to know. What else can you tell us then on this run-up, apart from sort of don't panic and we're not all going to be, you know, put on boats and sent back to the UK on March the 30th?
There are a couple of other things that I would advise people to look at kind of urgently. One of them is driving licences.
Yeah.
In the event of a signing off on the withdrawal agreement, the UK driving licence will be recognised up until December 2020. Yeah.
Okay.
In the event of no deal, we fall back on the Spanish Real Decreto and the contingency plans. And what they say is that there will be a 9-month grace period.
Okay. Yeah?
So that's a lot less. I know that lots of people sort of say, I don't want to give up my UK licence. I'm afraid the rules is the rules, yeah? And your UK licence will not be recognised in Spain, yeah? So at the moment, my advice to people is, if you try and do that now, yeah, it is a straightforward exchange of your UK licence for a Spanish licence, yeah? I think there might be a medical that's required, but you're not required to retake your test. Yeah?
And again, it's this you have to book online as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you don't do it, yeah, and you fall to a period and you leave it beyond the period that's been given, then your UK licence stops being valid in Spain, yeah? Which means that you're in trouble, and then if at that point, if you want to change it, you're probably going to have to take a test.
Yeah. Right, so basically what you should do then is, in both cases, use this period of grace,
exactly.
9 months and to the end of 20, in terms of the driving licence, and also the getting your paperwork in order, because it's happening, basically, I think, is the word we want to put out, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, this. People have asked me, well, if my UK licence isn't going to be valid in Spain, is my Spanish licence going to be valid in the UK? For some very quirky reason, yes, it is. Yes, and the additional benefit is if you've got a Spanish license, it's also going to be valid in the rest of Europe. So there is, and of course, if you choose to go back and live in the UK permanently, you can exchange it again back for your UK license. But it's a win-win situation. Just change it. If you can't get an appointment now, lots of people are sort of saying, oh, but it's really difficult. The appointments are not coming up till May. They're not coming up till November in a certain place. Go ahead, book the appointment.
Mm. Yeah? Also, what you might find as well is perhaps if you can't get them in a certain place, say Malaga, for example, there are other places around about you can get them then, if you think laterally, as it were.
Absolutely, you're quite right in that, Giles. I've had a couple of people. I'm always a little bit loath to go on what people have said, but I understand that you can exchange the licence in a different provincia.
Indeed. Yeah. Right then, we'll leave it at that. Anything else you want to highlight?
Another big one is passports, and I would just say to people, we don't know what's going to happen this week, we don't know what's going to happen next week, none of us are futurologos, yeah? So, passports, we are aware that you will need 6 months validity on your passport to come and go in Europe generally, yeah? Just to advise people that in the Schengen area, only passports with a 10-year validity are what are recognised. I know we all think, yeah, well, ours are 10 years, but sometimes if you renew early, you might have more than 10 years on your passport. Yeah, so it's really important for you to discount those additional months because they will not be recognised. My advice to everyone is go to gov.uk. The passport office have on gov.uk a passport calculator where you can put in the date that your passport was renewed, the date that it's going to expire, and they will tell you whether or not you need to change it ahead of any travel that you have planned.
Yeah, yeah? There was a huge amount of scaremongering, wasn't there, because of this witch report that was seized on by various members of the press saying that 3.5 million people wouldn't be allowed to be banned from Europe.
Exactly. And I mean, my general advice is I suspect that most groups are trying to be helpful and they're trying to provide information that make it easier for people to make decisions. This is one of those areas where I would say to people, you should not be depending on the person that you met down the pub that's told you X, Y or Z. It is one of those circumstances where I would say, do not even rely on the voluntary organisations that are there. Come to the source of the information. Come to gov.uk. There is a Living in Spain guide. Whenever there is any new information available, we will post it on there. You can sign up for email updates, which means that you don't even need to keep going back to that site. We will email you and tell you when there's been new information. I've had people sort of, you know, and the consulate obviously cannot endorse any group.
Right.
What I can say to you is we've had people that, for instance, have said, I'm getting my information from Citizens Advice Bureau. Are they a reliable organisation? I cannot pronounce either way. What I can say to you is that the UK government is negotiating with the Spanish government. We are the two sources of accurate information. Go to gov.uk or go to lamoncloa.gob.es, which is the Spanish site.
And there is an English, English version as well. I've been on that site as well. It is excellent. And, of course, the main thing is, as Ambassador Simon Manley has been stressing, get your paperwork in order. And as he said at the recent conference that I was at, make sure that you get that residencia sorted out as well. But we have a period of grace.
We will, but my advice to people is please do not wait, yeah? Because I can't, and lots of people will say, this is what's going to happen after the 29th of March. I cannot tell you. I know what the Spanish period of grace is, so it's going to be to December 2020. What is not clear to us is anybody that haven't got their paperwork in order, will there be a different set of arrangements in place? So will you require the same things that you require now for residencia afterwards? I don't know, yeah, because the Spanish have not announced that yet, much to the surprise of lots of people who will tell you what they think you will need after the 29th of March. The Spanish have not announced it as yet. Yeah?
If people want more information, then because we're going to run out of time, I'm afraid, give me the websites that we need to visit.
Go to gov.uk. Go to gov.uk and you can type in Living in Spain Guide. Everything that you need is there. If you cannot find what you need there, you can go to, for instance, for Andalusia, the Malaga Consulate's website, and you will be able to send a message to us. Gov.uk is your starting point for passports, for the Living in Spain Guide, for any information, any problems that you're having. We're here to deal with it. Please let us know.
British Consul in Malaga, Shaman Abouan, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thanks, Charles.
This is Talk Radio Europe.